Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the fifth Sunday of Lent, year C. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 16 to 21. Our psalm for today is Psalm 126. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 8 to 14. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, live not in the past, but the present joy in Christ Jesus our Lord. My brothers, my sisters, it is proper to examine our consciences to know whether our faith is firm in Christ Jesus. To ask ourselves thus, have I been a good father, a loving mother? Am I a caring leader, governor, president? Am I superficial and unwelcoming? Do I justify my failure to be pure in heart? Such probing questions help us to measure the extent of our relationship with God and with our neighbors. In other words, through prayerful examination of one's thoughts, words, and deeds, one not only uncovers his shortcomings or failures, but also inspired to dwell not on the past. The prophet Isaiah says in today's first reading, no need to recall the past, no need to think about what was done before. Thus, my brother, my sister, having confessed and forgiven, having surrendered to the spirit of love and mercy, please do not dwell on those failures. For God will do something new with us. He will do something new with you. He will do something new in your life. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus did not join in condemning or shaming the woman caught in the act of adultery. He simply said, if there is one of you who has not sinned, let him be the first to cast a stone at her. Thus, like our Lord Jesus, we must be gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, and full of constant love. Our Lord Jesus has offered us a new beginning, or a second chance. Therefore, we must be honest with ourselves, recall our own irritations, and deal gently with a sinner. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 2. Yes, condemn the sin, not the sinner. Therefore, now is the time to drop those stones of hypocrisy, hatred, revenge, and regrets. And now is the time to deepen our knowledge of our Lord Jesus. In today's second reading, St. Paul says, nothing can outweigh the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. In other words, the more we know Christ, the more we know the Lord and desire Him, and the more we know ourselves. Yes, it is true that if we accept the loss of everything and tread with Christ, our life will be like a roller coaster with twists and turns and highest mountain experiences and deepest valley difficulties. But, my brother, my sister, that adventure with Christ would secure our place in Him and grant us the ability to capture the ultimate prize. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we must run to Christ the way we are. Ask Him to renew us, to renew our hearts, and grant us the joy that comes with the morning sun. The book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22 to 23 says, because of the loving devotion of the Lord, we are not consumed, for His mercies never fail. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. And so, my brother, my sister, the Lord is faithful. The Lord is kind. The Lord is generous. We know we are sinners, Let us beg today for mercy. Let us kneel before Him and ask Him to bestow once again upon us His love and His goodness. May the Lord bless us today forever. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.